commercial contracting week, and we have talked to a couple contractors already this week and a few more on the docket. Ryan Smithson heads up that group. We appreciate him joining us. He, of course, is a full-time gig, is with Christoph & Sons floor covering. Ryan, pretty tough for the contractors, but it looks like we're going to trickle back to work here pretty quick.
Yeah, we're hearing that same thing coming up. I've talked to a few contractors that, depending on how this week goes with numbers and results from the governor, that could happen as early as later this weekend or early next week. But, you know, time will tell, and you never know. So at this point, we'll just kind of wait and see and be at the ready when it's time, our time to go.
Yeah, some projects did continue. Is that fair to say that projects that were, I don't know if they were necessary or if they were already working and had to keep going?
So there were some requirements that initially came out with projects that had to be weathered in, projects that were deemed essential, like an insurance where you had to build the home to get it to the point where it was weathered in, but you couldn't go any further. The federal government had different guidelines for what was essential, and construction was included in that at some point within the last 30 days, and I can't remember the exact date when that was added to the essential list. So some states have allowed it to continue. Some were deemed essential. Some hung their hat on the federal rule and, you know, didn't really go with the state rule, but you know, it's all a part of what their attorneys and people that have looked at the situation have found. And, you know, I don't know what all the exact reasons for some projects that are moving, but I'm sure there's one in place.
So what have your members been up to during the crisis, Ryan?
A lot of our members have been helping others. I know that Tom Rooney joined the organization when he owned Rooney Sewer Service, and I was also at Renovations Plus. He heads up our membership group. And so what he's done with many of our other members is really give back through his restaurant, 308 Brass Rail, with him and his wife. They've given back to the community and frontline workers. And we're very thankful to see all of our members, whether it be County National Bank, whether it be Burton Electric, whether it be Liberty Landfill and others, step up to the plate and help those on the front line and say thank you.
Yeah, certainly a lot of your members have chipped in. They have to be really chomping at the bit. This is a pretty busy time of year.
It is. We're getting into our major construction season. I know that. For example, I have a couple schools that we're getting ready to work on, and even though there's no students in the schools, we can't continue that work. So we're ready to get going. There's a lot of projects and that are out there that are ready to keep going, and so we're looking forward to getting back at it.
Of course, always you're always looking for new members, aren't you, Ryan?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you have a commercial contracting-based business, whether it be your business supports contractors, whether it be an insurance agency, a financial services firm, and or a direct commercial contractor. We always are looking for contractors that are looking to broaden their business and work with some of the leaders within our community.
You guys do several scholarships a year to talk about that program.
So that program has, we've awarded, well over $22,000 in scholarships, and this year we're awarding two, and one of them was a legacy scholarship that was given in honor of George Vitasic's retirement by the Henry Ford Allegiance Health Foundation. And so really what that foundation has said that over the next 10 years they gave us, wrote a check for $10,000, and there will be a $1,000 scholarship for a student going on in commercial contracting once a year for 10 years. So it's a tremendous gift and a tremendous honor to be able to steward that process and to be able to help create a focus on the trade groups.
You guys have always pushed for the kids to get into the trades and move into those fields. Are those beefing up at all?
Definitely. I mean, we are seeing a high need within the trade groups. There's definitely a major income strain for somebody that's coming out of a trade school, whether it be the early college program. They're getting some knowledge there to where they can work and get their associate's degree and get into the workforce and really have very little debt, but have a rewarding career. Earnings are very, very good right out of the gate. So it's important to expose people to those opportunities to help build what their future looks like, whether they're going to start a family down the road or whatever that case may be in their personal situation.
Yeah, if somebody's interested, you guys, what, do you guys meet every month?
We are meeting, we had been meeting every month. We meet September through May, the second Wednesday of every month. We'll see what this month brings and what happens with restaurants. We normally meet at Steak Theory. We may do a Zoom meeting, try to get all of our members involved and try to do it virtually if we need it. I don't think restaurants are going to be open by then, so I would guess that that may be a little bit of a challenge. But we're going to try to engage our members. We have a golf outing each year, and we do a Christmas party around the holiday season each year, and we've given back thousands to Toys for Tots every year. So it's an organization that really is community-focused, community-based. Our mission is to build the contracting industry within our community and to help people support local. Now more than ever, it's imperative that we support locally-based businesses.
And, of course, you had a very successful home builders show.
Yes, it was very, very successful. The new facility is phenomenal. I'm sad that they weren't able to use it as much as they had planned for. I mean, they had 100 events that were scheduled over the first 150 days, which is a testament to what that facility is going to bring to this community. And I'm so excited to see what that brings to the downtown area, the traffic that comes in for conferences and trade shows and other events that we have the opportunity to build within this community.
Of course, you're at Christoph and Sons. They're doing a lot of disinfecting. Ryan, is that fair to say?
Yes, that is fair to say. It's a service that we have through an electrostatic disinfecting system. So basically what that does is it fogs the room with a disinfectant. It has a 10-minute dwell time, and then the room is disinfected. It gets places where you can't normally wipe with a towel. With a spray disinfectant. So it's the most effective way of disinfecting it. It's disinfecting services. Many businesses that have been essential have trusted this type of system. It's been a system that's been around for a little while now, but it hasn't been as imperative as what it is today. And so we're happy to provide the service. We're happy to do what we can to protect the people when they go back to work. We're working with American One Credit Union and CP Federal, County National Bank, and others. We also will assist the fire department and other organizations if they should have a need, if they have an exposure. So we stand ready to be able to help anyone through that process, whether it be a homeowner or a business, to keep them safe.
Yeah, hopefully your doors are open soon. We'll talk more about that. Ted Christoph will join us Friday morning here on the program. Ryan, appreciate the visit today. Stay safe out there.
You too. Thanks, Greg, for all that you do.
Take care. Ryan Smithson from the Commercial Contractors.